So you, I mean, he's a good fella, mate. And then he said anyway, he'd been talking late one night with Kathy, his sister, and he was saying, do you know, he was sort of looking at his diary and things. He said, do you know, he said, I haven't been laid for a year. And Kathy said, why didn't he try firming? Apparently this was what she was doing all the time, because she gets through quite a number of geezers, Kathy. She lives with him for 9 months to a year, and then moves on. And she finds her new fella by firming for him. And what you do, evidently, is you write in the present tense, coming into my life now is a lady with enormous bosoms, you know, whatever you want, physically, mentally, how they dress, how they think, what they like, how old they are, you know, like as specific and exact as you can make it, leaving nothing out. And then they will turn up in 14 days. He said, actually, he said, that's why Kathy doesn't know about you. Because she did actually affirm for a bald-headed, witty gent at one point. He says, where were you? He said, you turned up months late. I told you to affirm something else. Anyway, so I said, so you tried it. Mm-hmm, says Mike. And what happened? He said, well, on the eighth day she came. I said, really? Yeah. He said, everything that I'd written down arrived. And he said, what did you make of it? Well, he said, it was extraordinary. He said, you know, because with you, she just sort of put it away somewhere in a drawer, in a box or something. I said, yeah, because at the end you've written, you date it and you write, and I welcome this person into my life. I said, gee, what? And so, he said he was so excited that he got his affirmation thing out and showed it to her. And she read through it and she said, well, yeah, I go along with all of this, Mike. Seems so. And so I said, so you live in Erlin now? No, he said. He said, I forgot to put on it, she will have a positive attitude to my smoking and drinking. So he had the choice of the lady of his dreams, the lady of his affirmation, or smoking and drinking. And that's what I said. Yeah, he said, there wasn't, you know, practically a choice. So, anyway, Kathy's so great. But she'd just been on a course in Colorado, a Trumpo Rinpoche Buddhist course. And she'd been, and Halifax is lousy with Trumpo Rinpoche Buddhists, who are, they're not Nam Myoho Renge Kyo people, they're an old other thing. And they have to steam a bit and then get filthy pissed, seems to be the order of the day. And talk about, I don't know, the 19 insights all the time. As a matter of fact, I'd always liked Buddhists up until the Trumpo Rinpoche Buddhists of Halifax and everything goes, and I fuck went off them. And I was having dinner with a whole bunch, you know, Kathy, they were all her friends of these folk, and I came about faces, and I referred to it as a, as you know, I see, really, so you've been in this cult for 7 years. I said, this thing's it's not a cult, it's Buddhism. I said, excuse me, I'm not a Buddhist. I said, and yours is a cult, it's a sect. I said, did you know that there's been, allegedly been no war fought on behalf of Buddhism? She said, sure, she knew that. I said, we're looking round here amongst you bunch. I said, this is all going to change soon, isn't it? Anyway, Kathy told me about affirming. She was nattering to me on a walk through a little forest.